utterly inconsistent, obviously untrue.
"What is it that you have there?"
Breeze asked. Sazed looked up. Breeze sat beside a small table, sipping his wine and eating grapes. He wore one of his customary nobleman's suits, complete with a dark jacket, a bright red vest, and a dueling cane, with which he liked to gesture as he spoke. He'd gained back most of the weight he'd lost during Luthadel's siege and its aftermath, and could reasonably be described as portly once again. Sazed looked down. He carefully placed the sheet alongside some 100 others inside his portfolio, then closed the cloth-wrapped board cover and did up the ties.
"It is nothing of consequence, Lord Breeze," he said.
Breeze sipped quietly at his wine.
"Nothing of consequence? You seem to always be puttering around with those sheets of yours. Whenever you have a free moment, you pull one of them out."
Sazed set the portfolio beside his chair. How to explain? Each of the sheets in the thick portfolio outlined one of the over 300 different religions the keepers had collected. Each and every one of those religions was now effectively dead, as the Lord Ruler had stamped them out very early in his reign, some 1,000 years before. 1 year ago, the woman Sazed loved had died. Now he wanted to know, no, he had to know, if the religions of the world had answers for him. He would find the truth, or he would eliminate each and every faith. Breeze was still looking at him.
"I would rather not talk about it, Lord Breeze," Sazed said.
"As you wish," Breeze said, raising his cup. "Perhaps you could use your ferrochemist's powers to listen in on the conversation happening in the next room?"
"I do not think it would be polite to do so."
Breeze smiled.
"My dear Terraceman, only you would come to conquer a city, then worry about being polite to the dictator you're threatening."
Sazed glanced down, feeling slightly abashed. But he could not deny Breeze's remarks. Though the two of them had brought no army with them to Likal City, they had indeed come to conquer. They simply intended to do it with a piece of paper, rather than a sword. It all hinged on what was happening in the next room. Would the king sign the treaty or not? All Breeze and Sazed could do was wait. He itched to get his portfolio out, to look over the next religion in the stack. He'd been considering the Kanzai for over a day, and now that he'd made a decision about it, he wished to move on to the next sheet. During the last year, he'd gotten through about 2/3 of the religions. Barely 100 remained, though the number was closer to 200 if he took into account all of the subsects and denominations. He was close. Over the next few months, he'd be able to get through the rest of the religions. He wanted to give each one fair consideration. Surely one of the remaining ones would strike him as containing the essence of truth he was searching for. Surely one of them would tell him what had happened to Tyndall's spirit without contradicting itself on a half-dozen different points. But, for the moment, he felt self-conscious, reading in front of Breeze. So, Sazed forced himself to sit and wait patiently. The room around him was ornate, after the fashion of the old imperial nobility. Sazed wasn't used to such finery, not anymore. Elend had sold or burned most of his lavish trappings. His people had needed food and warmth during the winter. King Likal hadn't done the same, it appeared, though perhaps that was because the winters were less harsh here in the south. Sazed glanced out the window beside his chair. Likal City didn't have a true palace. It had been just a country estate until about 2 years ago. The manor house, however, did have a nice view over the growing town, which was more of a large shanty town than it was a true city. Still, that shanty town controlled lands that were dangerously inside Ellen's defensive perimeter. They needed the security of King Likal's allegiance. And so Elend had sent a contingent, including Sazed, who was his chief ambassador, to secure the loyalty of the Lekal king. That man deliberated in the next room with his aides, trying to decide whether or not to accept the treaty, which would make them subjects of Elend Venture. Chief ambassador of the new empire. Sazed was not very fond of his title, for it implied that he was actually a citizen of the empire. His people, the Terrace people, had sworn to call no man master again. They had spent 1,000 years being oppressed, being bred like animals and turned into perfect, docile servants. Only with the fall of the final empire had the Terrace become free to rule themselves. So far, the Terrace people hadn't done a very good job of that. Of course, it didn't help that the Steel Inquisitors had slaughtered the entire Terrace ruling council, leaving Sazed's people without direction or leadership. In a way, we're hypocrites anyway, he thought. The Lord Ruler was secretly a Terraceman. One of our own did those horrible things to us. What right do we have to insist on calling no foreigner master? It wasn't a foreigner that destroyed our people, our culture, and our religion. And so Sazed served as Elend Venture's chief ambassador. Elend was a friend, a man Sazed respected like few others. To Sazed's mind, even the survivor himself hadn't possessed Elend Venture's strength of character. The Emperor hadn't tried to assume authority over the Terrace people, even after he had accepted the refugees into his lands. Sazed wasn't sure if his people were free or not, but they owed Elend Venture a large debt. Sazed would gladly serve as the man's ambassador. Even if there were other things Sazed felt he should be doing, such as leading his people. No, Sazed thought, glancing at his portfolio. No. A man with no faith cannot lead them. I must find the truth for myself first, if such a thing exists.
It certainly is taking them long enough, Breeze said, eating a grape. One would think that after all the talking we did to get to this point, they'd know by now whether they intended to sign the thing or not.
Sazed glanced toward the elaborately carved door on the other side of the room. What would King Lekal decide? Did he really have a choice?
Did we do the right thing here, do you think, Lord Breeze? Sazed found himself asking.
Breeze snorted.
Right and wrong don't come into it. If we hadn't come to bully King